You'll have to show me what I'm supposed to be looking for. I'm a city girl. I briefly showed her what little I knew of woodcraft. I showed her the sort of ground where a boot will leave a scuff or a print. I pointed out how the pile of leaves she had walked through were obviously disturbed, and how the branches of the banner byre were broken and torn where she'd struggled through. We stayed close together, as two pairs of eyes are better than one, and neither of us was eager to set off alone. We worked back and forth, making larger and larger arcs away from the bluff. After 5 minutes, I began to sense the futility of it. There was just too much forest. I could tell that Denner quickly came to the same conclusion. The storybook clues we hoped to find once again failed to show themselves. There were no torn scraps of cloth clinging to branches, no deep boot prints or abandoned campsites. We did find mushrooms, acorns, mosquitoes, and raccoon scat cleverly concealed by pine needles.
"Do you hear water?" Denner asked.
I nodded.
"I could really do with a drink," I said, "and a bit of a wash."
We wandered wordlessly away from our search, neither one of us wanting to admit that we were eager to give it up, both of us feeling in our bones how pointless it was. We followed the sound of running water down the hill until we pushed through a thick stand of pine trees and came upon a lovely deep stream about 20 feet across. There was no scent of foundry runoff in this water, so we drank, and I topped off my water bottle. I knew the shape of stories. When a young couple comes to a river, there is a definite shape to what will happen next. Denner would bathe on the other side of the nearby fir tree, out of sight on a sandy bit of shore. I would move off a discreet distance, out of sight, but within easy talking distance. Then something would happen. She would slip and turn her ankle or cut her foot on a sharp stone, and I'd be forced to rush over, and then... But this was not a story of two young lovers meeting by the river. So I splashed some water on my face and changed into my clean shirt behind a tree. Denner dipped her head in the water to cool off. Her glistening hair was dark as ink until she wrung it out with her hands. Then we sat on a stone, dandling our feet in the water and enjoying each other's company as we rested. We shared an apple, passing it back and forth between bites, which is close to kissing, if you've never kissed before. And after some gentle goading, Denner sang for me, one verse of Come Wash, a verse I had never heard before, which I suspect she made up on the spot. I will not repeat it here, as she sang it to me, not to you, and since this is not the story of two young lovers meeting by the river, it has no particular place here, and I will keep it to myself.